Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That number is 844-322-2742, so if you have something you'd like to discuss with us, a life issue, a family issue, a Bible question, great opportunity right now because the lines are wide open at 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a wonderful passage out of the book of Romans chapter 5. It's verse 1 and 2. And Paul writes this, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith," and that's what we talked about yesterday, this gift of righteousness that comes by faith. It's been revealed to us apart from the law. It's from God. It's bound up in the person of Jesus Christ. And when we have faith in him, then we are imputed and imparted his very righteousness. Right. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And so through this justification, and that's what righteousness is, or justification is being declared righteous in the sight of God, we now have peace with God. We're in harmony with God the Father. We are friends. So that enmity that we had in our hearts toward God has been taken care of, has been dealt with, and now we see him as who he truly is, uh-huh. Our Heavenly Father, the one who loved us and sent Jesus on our behalf. And so we're at peace with him. And then he goes on to say, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So where are we standing as believers in Christ Jesus? We are standing in the grace of God. Well, what does that mean? We are always in God's favor. The fact that Christ has sent his Spirit to take up residence in us is the sign of his favor. Mm-hmm. And because God's Spirit is always going to be in us, we're always going to be in his favor. So we're always standing in the grace of God that saved us. And we're going to find out that as we stand there, this grace of God sustains us through every single situation of life. So, folks, when you're having a rough day, when you're going through a rough patch in life, when the circumstances look really difficult and bleak, and there's seemingly no hope of getting out of that, remember, you're standing in the grace of God. Yeah. God's favor is upon you, and God's favor is in you. That's the grace in which you stand. And so with that, there is great hope. And that's what the Apostle Paul wants us to know. I mean, in life, we need hope more than anything. And once we have hope, then we can figure out how we can get through this day-to-day life that we live as human beings. So folks, you're standing in the grace of God. If you've been justified by faith, if you have peace with God, you are standing in God's favor, and that's where you're going to be, and that's where you're going to be standing forever.
Yeah, that's good news.
Pretty good stuff right there.
Thanks, Bob, for those thoughts. And friends, thank you for being with us. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742 in Canada and the U.S., 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now if you can. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Yes, I have a question about Matthew 15:24, where Jesus said, "I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel." I'm just trying to figure out why he didn't say, "I am sent to the entire world." And I'm just curious, do you think that's because only Israel had the law and they were the only ones that were under the curse of the law? Thank you.
Interesting question.
Well, interesting question. And, you know, he had this caller has called several times before and so has some very strange ideas about the law and about sin. But here's the deal. All of humanity, once Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, fell. Mm-hmm. All of humanity fell. So sin came to all because all have sinned, and death came to all people. So right. You and I come into this world dead spiritually. We are under a condemnation. We are under a judgment, and
right.
That's death.
Yes.
So the wages of sin is death. All of us came into this world dead spiritually. Mm-hmm. Jesus came that we might have life. And so when we receive life, then we're out from underneath that condemnation. We're no longer dead. We're alive spiritually. And that's why Paul said in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from the law of sin and death. So you and I were dead spiritually, and Jesus died to take away the very cause of death, that was sin. And he did that 2,000 years ago. He was raised back to life so that you and I could have everlasting life. So both Jew and Gentile were called as sinners, dead spiritually, and both Jew and Gentile needed life. And that life is available only in the person of Jesus Christ. And when we receive him, we're made alive together with Christ, and we are no longer under the condemnation of the law of sin and death.
Indeed. Well, we love hearing from you, our listeners, and you can call at 844-322-2742. You can reach out by email to bob@basicgospel.net. You can use the Basic Gospel app. You can post your question on YouTube or Facebook. There's just a lot of ways for you to participate in the broadcast and get your question answered. We'd love for you to participate with them, with us, with one of those methods right now. But right now, open line straight into Bob Christopher and Bob Davis here at Basic Gospel at 844-322-2742. And friends, you know, wherever you live, it doesn't really matter. We want you to be a part. There's still plenty of time for you to be a part of the Simply Grace Conference coming up Friday evening and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, right here in our ministry hometown of Lewisville, Texas. Only 2 weeks and 1 day away, and if you haven't made your reservation yet, why, I hope you'll do that today. There will be an in-depth look into the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all information is online at basicgospel.net/events. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information on the early September Simply Grace Conference. We want to see you there.
Yes, we do. This is going to be a fantastic weekend together. And there's many people out there that are looking for fellowship with like-minded believers. This is a great opportunity to connect with some people who really want to grow in the grace of God and want to grow in their knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So come and rub shoulders with them and have some fellowship and develop some friendships through this particular conference. We've had conferences in the past, and some of the friendships that have emerged from that, they've become lifelong friends.
Right.
They've really been used by God in each other's lives. So this is one of the reasons you come to a conference like this. But also, it's a great opportunity just to kind of get away from all the troubles of the world and really immerse yourself in what the Word of God has to say about this grace of God that saves us, that sustains us, that is everything in our day-to-day lives. So you don't want to miss this special event. And
right.
Again, it's September 6th and 7th, right here in Lewisville, Texas, at that Lewisville Medical City's Grand Theater. Just a beautiful venue. You're really going to like that. And it's just going to be a fantastic time. So register today. We would love to see you.
As I said, only 2 weeks and 1 day away. And again, you can get all the information and register at basicgospel.net/events.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Marietta, Georgia, and talk to our friend David. Hi, David.
David.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, you are welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, I don't know if this is on topic or not, but it's been on my heart for a little while now. I was wondering if you could give an answer on how a Christian can biblically approach politics. I've had to really step away from it. I just didn't feel like it was really something I was maybe being called to get into. I know we need to be responsible like that, and I know there are a lot of good Christians out there in actively in politics. But a few weeks ago, I was talking to some friends, and they were asking me, you know, my opinion on some things. And I felt like a lot of the times I was just trying to defend, I guess, conservative values or, you know, a certain worldview, rather than, you know, demonstrating how a Christian should look at things. And I know sometimes they go together, right? Because we live in the West and things like that. But What's your take on how a Christian should approach that whole topic? You know, there's so much, you know, stress around that politics today, and so many things can be.
Well, politics isn't our savior. And I think there's a lot of people that look to a political solution to solve the problems of this world. And it's just never going to happen. It never has throughout human history, and it never will. God set up governments for certain reasons. And when those governments carry out those reasons, then government is a very, very good thing. It's a positive thing in this world. But we can't look to government to go beyond what God has laid out. And we see that specifically in Romans 13. It's, I think, the critical passage as far as the role of government in this world. But as far as politics, Christians being involved in politics, we need Christians to be involved in politics. We need Christians to run for office. We need Christians to be in business. We need Christians to be in medicine. Why? Because in all of those different areas of life, we can represent the kingdom of God. We can be ministers of reconciliation and ministers of the new covenant, and ambassadors for Christ Jesus as citizens of heaven. So we want to be involved in all of these various issues of life. But like I said, we can't look to politics as our savior. We can't look to political solutions as the cure for all of our problems. Why? Because political solutions cannot touch the human heart. And that's why we need the gospel. Only the gospel can speak directly to the human heart. Only the gospel, only Jesus can meet the needs of the human heart and to provide a cure for the human heart. And that's why we as believers need to stand up and boldly proclaim this gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Be those ministers of reconciliation. Be those ministers of the new covenant so that people can truly experience that heart change and that life transformation through faith in him.
Makes sense. So it's like it's a platform that can start a discussion about the Lord. And
absolutely.
Sounds like I just need to ask the Lord, help me, you know, season my words. If I'm in a political discussion, let me represent you in whatever this conversation is going to be about.
Most definitely. Most definitely. There are certain issues that our faith in Christ and what the Word of God has to say is going to shape how we think about those particular issues. And I think that's what we need to say, is that here's why I think the way I think. Here's why I'm on this side of this particular issue because of my faith in Jesus Christ and because of what the Word of God has to say.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Always a big help. God bless you guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, David. Great to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, David. 844-322-2742. Use that number as David did. We'd like to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. If it's 13 past the hour 3 p.m. Central Time, well, you're hearing the Basic Gospel live broadcast, and we want to hear from you. 844-322-2742. Bob, this question from Facebook viewer Tim. I'm not exactly sure what Tim is getting at here, but I'll read it, and you probably will figure it out. He says, how was Lucifer not created to be condemned? Not created to be condemned.
Well, God didn't create anything to be condemned. When he created all things, he looked at it and said it was good. And, you know, as far as created things, when God said this is good and God is full of goodness, mm-hmm. You know, the evil is a derivative of that. It's a perversion of what God said is good. And that's simply what Satan did. And I guess he had the capacity to do that. And he looked at the very goodness of God, and he looked at the throne of God, and he said, I want that.
Right.
And so he was trying to usurp God's authority. He was trying to be God. God booted him out of the heavenlies. He brought his lie down to earth, and he used that lie to deceive Eve and to trap mankind. And God had a plan all along. Jesus Christ was foreknown by God before creation ever hit, that he would rescue us from that power of darkness through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he created all things, and he said, this is good. And somehow, and we're going to have to ask the Lord about this when we see him. We don't get a lot of the backstory there, but we know Satan had a falling away, a booting out of the heavenly realms because of his own pride, his own ego, his own desire to be like God.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thank you for reaching out. We hope that's a help to you. Again, open lines, 844-322-2742. And friends, in just the limited ways that this message has gone out, your partnership with us at Basic Gospel has made a tremendous difference in the lives of people all around the world. And our hope is to reach as many as possible by every means possible. And we need your help to make that happen. People everywhere need to hear of God's grace. Please go online to basicgospel.net and make the largest gift you can to help us get this message out. And when you give this month, be sure to request your copy of Gateway to Grace, a 6-message series with a study guide to equip you to stand firm in the truth of God's love and God's grace. Click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Gateway to Grace today if you can. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, another question from Facebook viewer Alden. He says, is there a contradiction when one says grace is all about believing or simply saying grace is having Christ's life?
Well, there are some that would teach grace is simply a doctrine. And so they would lay it out and they say, you either believe this or you don't. But that's not what the grace of God is all about. Grace is not a doctrine. Grace is bound up in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And it's God's act through Christ to make us spiritually alive and to empower us to live as children of God in this present world. So that's what the grace of God is all about. It's all about Jesus doing his work for us and then doing his work in and through us. Mm-hmm. That's what the grace of God is. When Paul says that you have been saved by grace, that's not a doctrine.
Right.
That's the very power of God to take people who are dead in sin and make them alive together with Christ. Yeah. So we are recipients of that grace, and we receive that through faith. So that's how that works. And so as we receive this grace of God through faith, we're made alive together with Christ. It was the grace of God that redeemed us and took away our sins. It was the grace of God that made us children of God, that declared us righteous, that imputed to us the very righteousness of God. It was the grace of God that empowers us in our day-to-day life. As Paul said, you know, I worked harder than all those other guys, but it wasn't me. It was the grace of God working in and through me. So we have to realize that grace isn't a doctrine. Grace really is a person. It's the person of Jesus Christ and what he does in and through us.
Indeed. Well, Alden, hope that's a help to you. And friends, again, open lines, plenty of time on the clock remaining, 844-322-2742. Bob, this question from Kelly. A member of our study group thinks that God is not in control due to the loss of a loved one from cancer. If God is in control, why does he allow such things to happen?
Well, death isn't a problem for the Christian, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, that he said, I'd rather go and be with the Lord because that is great gain.
Right.
But I'm stuck between the two. If I stay here, that means fruitful labor on your behalf. So for the believer, death is just being absent from this body and present with the Lord. And that's a gain. That's a great result from this gospel of Jesus Christ. So God is in control. He has overcome the power of sin and death. We're all in a body. This body is subject to sin and death. One day this body is going to die, but God has given me the promise of a brand new body, one that is imperishable, one that is immortal, one that will never suffer from sin and sickness and disease and all of those things, but is going to be perfect and is going to be perfect forever. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's God being in control.
Yeah.
That he has done something in Jesus that trumps everything else in the world. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're going to experience some heartache here. Yes, we're going to experience some suffering, but that is very light in comparison to the weight of glory that we experience when he is going to be revealed.
Yeah. Great answer, Bob, and thank you. Kelly, hope that's a help to you. Final question, I think, on today's edition from Kurt. Says, how do I relate to the Holy Spirit? I know the Bible speaks to eternal life as a relationship with the Father and with the Son. I'm not sure how to relate to the Holy Spirit. Should I ask the Holy Spirit to teach me each time I open my Bible?
Well, Kurt, yes, that's a great idea. It's the Holy Spirit. God has given you the Holy Spirit so that you can understand the things that God has freely given to you by grace. God's Spirit is your advocate, your counselor. He's the Spirit of truth. He's going to guide you into all truth. And he is going to take the things of the Lord Jesus and make them known unto you. So that's good news. So yes, he is kind of that connection of life. He's imparted to you his very life, and he's the one that that keeps your mind focused on the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
And that is great. So you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God the Son came to make the Father known. We get connected to God the Father through Jesus Christ, and all of that is made real in our lives by the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. So. I think we can squeeze in one more. This is from Teresa. Why does the Catholic Church canonize only certain Christians as saints? The Bible clearly calls us saints as believers in Christ. Do they not believe that we are saints as God's Word tells us they are, or we are?
Well, they have special criteria that they go through to judge somebody a saint and that sort of thing. I do think it goes against what the Word of God has to say and the fact that we are all saints by calling. We were made holy by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so we were once sinners, we were saved by grace, and now we're saints by calling.
Yeah.
So that is the good news of the gospel, and what a great identity for each and every one of us to know that we are saints in God's eyes. Before you take off, I wanted to give a plug for our latest YouTube video.
Yeah.
We offer a new one every Thursday. Today's is on the question, what Bible should I read?
Mm.
There are many translations, many choices. What's going to be the best for you? I think you'll really be encouraged by this video on our Basic Gospel YouTube channel.
Very good, Bob. I'll look forward to seeing that myself. Well, friends, thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel. We are going to be back tomorrow at the same time for our weekly study, The Power of Eight, here at Basic Gospel, and we hope that you're going to be here for that as well. Remember, the Simply Grace Conference coming up starts in just 2 weeks from tomorrow. You can register now at basicgospel.net/events for a deep dive into the grace of Jesus Christ with Bob Christopher and all of us here at Basic Gospel. Again, that's basicgospel.net/events for information and registration for the Simply Grace Conference coming up September 6th and 7th right here in our hometown of Lewisville, Texas. We hope you're going to be there. Also, we want to remind you, friends, that we need your support to keep this good news coming. And when you make your gift in August, well, you're going to receive the 6-CD audio series and study guide called Gateway to Grace, another deep dive into the grace of God. Just click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and all this ministry staff, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel and the Power of Eight. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.